Mackenzie Foley is with me here in the studio to talk about an organization called Isaiah, which I suspect many of you have not heard of. I know it's been a learning curve for me as well. Thank you so much, Mackenzie, for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's delightful to be here.
It is delightful to have you, and I think it's a first for KTWH, hopefully not the last. So I think we're just going to start with the very basics. What is Isaiah and what brought you to be working there?
Yeah, good question. Maybe I'll start with my own story and then
that
we can talk
be even
a little
better.
Bit how it fits.
Yeah, great.
So I grew up in northern Minnesota and I was a super curious kid. I still am very curious as an adult, but as a kid, I was just really enamored with stories and would spend my time like reenacting them in so many different ways. Like with Harry Potter, I can recall, like I would design my own like layouts. I would take and draw these layouts of these buildings, or I would run around in the woods like collecting different plants and flowers and drying them and like creating potion ingredients. And what I think I was doing was like creating worlds. Right? Like,
yeah.
And so this idea of creating worlds has been really resonant. In my high school, my family went through some really serious challenges, some economic challenges.
Okay.
And I think from that, I like had this question of like, how do we create the world to be a better place? Like, how do we do that? How do we create these communities? And that has brought me into many, many different spaces.
Yeah.
From working on HIV-related initiatives as a Peace Corps volunteer to anti-poverty efforts as an American Corps volunteer to working in environmental nonprofits. And what I think it brought me to is this realization of and desire to like co-create communities with people.
Yeah.
And be able to spend time like designing, creating the societies we want to live in. And so that kind of brought me to Isaiah.
And how did that bring you to Isaiah?
Good question.
Where were you?
Good question.
Yeah.
I've been kind of all over the place. When I kind of mentioned I grew up here, I turned 18 and couldn't wait to leave. I just felt like there was nothing in northern Minnesota for
me. Yeah, right. Many people do.
Yeah.
And then many of them come back, I will
right.
say.
Right. And so I came back as an adult and like re-fell in love with the area and was like, oh, I want to be here. Like, this is where I want to co-create community.
And what was it about northern Minnesota?
Oh, great question. I have family here. And for me, like so much. Much of my, where I call home, resides with nature and with our bioregion, just the immense like natural resources that we have in this area.
Which you can easily take for granted when you,
absolutely.
You go away.
Yeah. And I think the community, too, is just really unique and really beautiful. And people really care about each other. And you don't find that everywhere. And so being able to like build in and co-create with that, I think is really important.
Yeah. Neat. So, all right, now let's get into Isaiah.
Yeah. So Isaiah is a statewide organization within Minnesota that really works on building power. And by building power, it's with power for people. You know, I had a teacher in high school who would always say, like, power to the people. And so that's
right.
What I was like, oh, cool. And so Isaiah works through kind of this methodology of community organizing about developing people to become authors of their own lives and their own stories and bringing people together to create the communities that they want. And so it often is around an issue, but it's really based in that idea that, you know, people can come together and co-create their own communities.
Yeah. So what's your like methodology? Like, how do you bring people together?
Yeah, it's talking with a lot of folks and aligning interests. So, for example, I've been talking with a lot of folks who are really frustrated and angry and sad because so many of the childcare centers, I know you might have heard three childcare centers in Duluth just shut down. And so talking with childcare providers who are like, man, we would love to stay open. We can't make it work. Talking with teachers who are, you know, are like, I have to find new employment. And can I continue to be in this space providing opportunities for children, you know, to develop and be safe? And then parents, too, who are grappling with kind of the issues that come with having to find childcare in an already very tight market.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that methodology comes from like, okay, how do we align folks? How do we bring folks together to talk about these and then be able to co-create solutions together?
Okay. And do you do that by sort of going into people's spaces? Like you find events going on and just strike up conversations? And like, are you a team or are you kind of on your own in this particular area, or like, how does it spread?
Yeah, that's a good question. And so kind of the methodology is we do a lot of one-to-one conversations, right? I talk to a lot of people and we coordinate events. And we had a childcare forum back in October to talk about this and bring together providers and teachers and parents and legislators and folks who are kind of really working in this space, kind of across different types of organizations, from community-based organizations to governmental entities, to talk about this issue and talk about what potential solutions look like.
Yeah.
And what does action look like on these issues?
Yeah. And did you find results with that particular, like, what happened next?
I think with any of deep, like, complicated community issues, there's no immediate results.
Right.
But it is about, like, how do we continue developing people to say, like, this is what we need and this is how we get it. And so my colleague, for example, so with Isaiah, there's a bunch of different, like, bases of folks. And I'm with the Rural Organizing Project, which is specifically focused on the geography of northern Minnesota. I have a colleague with the Rural Organizing Project that works in southern Minnesota. And then there's a base that works with childcare providers called Kids Count on Us. There's a group that is the Young Adults Coalition that works kind of in the cities areas with specific young adult population.
Okay.
There's a Muslim coalition that specifically works kind of through institutional organizing with mosques. There's a Christian congregations organization that works through churches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Black Barbershop and Congregation Coalition that specifically works with the Black folks in northern Minneapolis. And so
that sounds very fun. I have
It's fun. It's just like, how do we create community, right. How do we co-create communities across race, across class, across geography, across religion, and really create a Minnesota that people belong, where people have autonomy and agency to be able to, like I said, like co-create, co-govern, and create a democracy that works for people like you, like me, like the folks listening.
Yeah. And is there like what kind of a staff, like, do you have staff meetings? Are you, like, connected to other people from these other groups? Or, like, how much are you sort of a free-floating, like, this is, you do what comes your way, and how much are you part of a larger whole?
Oh, my gosh, that's such a good question. It's a both and. It's very fluid, because I am connected with the organizers kind of that are supporting these other bases of folks. But then also there's a lot of autonomy to work with the folks in northern Minnesota based on what we are feeling and what we are needing and what we are experiencing.
Yeah.
You know, so that event we held in October with the Duluth Childcare Forum, it was my colleague who works with Kids Count on Us, which specifically works with childcare providers and organizing those organizations, and the Rural Organizing Project, because it's based in northern Minnesota. So it was really this co-collaboration to bring together an event. And we're still looking at kind of co-creating opportunities based on what we're learning from parents and childcare providers and teachers and other organizations throughout the area.
And so is this the issue that you have sort of settled upon for northern Minnesota, or are you looking for other issues?
Oh, we're looking for other issues. Very much kind of an exploratory phase right now. That just happens to be where I'm spending most of my time. Another issue that I've been hearing a lot from folks is around healthcare. You know, there's no labor and delivery services north of Virginia.
That's a big one for me.
Right. Like, and so it's how do we talk about these issues and create space for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then potentially, what does it look like to set an agenda around that? If, like, enough folks are like, yep, this needs to change and we're experiencing this and this is a thing that we want to change in our community.
Yeah. Cool. So now if there's a listener there that either is excited about one of these particular pathways you're on or has a different idea of a pathway, what should they do?
Oh, reach out. Let's have a conversation. My phone number is 218-509-9780.
Uh-huh.
Again, that's 218-509-9780. Feel free to call or text or also have an email. And that's mfoley@isaiahmn.org. And I can leave that information with you, Katya, and people can reach out as well.
It sounds like you're eager for people to reach out to you.
Absolutely. These conversations are so important. And I think that's where any sort of community-driven solution starts.
Yes. Since beginning this work and being back in our area, have you had any blinding insights that you want to share?
You know,
I know that's a dramatic way to say it.
Yeah.
We do have blinding insights sometimes.
We do. I think the importance of everybody having a voice and everybody being able to contribute to the conversation, because even if you think you might not have something to contribute, you do. And I think that is what makes community beautiful, is every single person being able to step up and lend their voice and their solutions or their concerns and be able to start a conversation with each other. And so I think that's been my biggest insight, is how important every single person's voice is mm-hmm. within our communities.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, we've talked a lot on the station about cultivating curiosity in general in the affairs of that matter to people. And it seems like you're just sort of a walking curiosity.
Yes. Curious about how we design worlds. Kind of like hearkening back to my childhood. Like, I'm still very curious, and I invite other folks into that curiosity with me.
Nice.
So we can learn and explore together.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Mackenzie Foley. She works for Isaiah, and she wants to hear from you. So, you know, I'm suspecting you find that we are a pretty engaged community already, a pretty high level of engagement with locals. But in some ways, that makes it even more likely that people might pursue, because I know that everyone's got, there are gaps, you know, there are all kinds of things, small and big, that aren't being addressed. So I'm hoping listeners are thinking, you know, what would be my main issue, and considering giving Mackenzie a call. I promise she's very easy to approach. And give us your phone number one more time.
218-509-9780.
And that's Mackenzie. So thank you so much. Is there anything I forgot to ask you want to make sure to mention?
No, just so much gratitude for being able to come on here, and just so much excitement. I know Two Harbors and KTWH is such an important piece of this community, and it's amazing to be able to witness it and be a part of it. So thank you for having me.
You bet. That was Mackenzie Foley. Oh, you know what? I have to add a couple more things. Mackenzie, I forgot to ask. This is Give to the Max week.
Yeah.
Are you a nonprofit?
Yes, we are. We are a 501c3, and you can go ahead and see Isaiah on the Give to the Max Day website on GiveMN.
I'm so glad I didn't forget that. That was
thank you.
The reason you're here. Okay. So don't forget to look them up in that way, too. All right. Thank you so much, Mackenzie, and until next time.